Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor. She is joined by her co-host Jessica and producer Mike Clark. They will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better.
Here we are back in the studio, and it's such an exciting day for us because we have a fabulous guest on today. His name is Dr. CJ Mertz, and he's well known in the chiropractic world. He's the founder of Full Potential Leadership, which is an amazing program that's helped chiropractors serve patients worldwide since 1984. This man has done some incredible work for our profession. He has traveled almost 4 million miles teaching more than 700 continuing education programs. He has trained nearly 16,000 chiropractors and has visited over 3,600 private practices all over the globe. And I'll tell you, most impressively, just in the last many years, he was the president of the International Chiropractors Association, which means he's had a really big influence on our great profession. And he's here today to talk just about that, about chiropractic. Welcome, Dr. CJ Mertz.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Geez, I guess Jenny likes you. Sounds like she's a fan.
Well, you know, and I have to tell you from a personal standpoint, back in 1997, you remember this, Coach, January of 97, Dr. David and I went to Chicago to a seminar, and I tell you, as I sat there on a Friday night listening to this man talk about the chiropractic principle, I felt like I really got it for the first time. And I said, I really want this person in my life to help us reach as many people as we can. And that night changed my life. Do you remember that, Coach?
I remember that. I remember that very well.
Yeah, big influence in our lives. So let's talk about, you know, what it was like being the president of the largest association for chiropractors. You know, you really got to see what chiropractic was doing in the world. And in your opinion, I want to know how you see chiropractic as a role in healthcare in our country. Let's start there.
Well, first of all, chiropractic is very new. You know, it's just in its infancy, and we're only a little over 115 years old, you know. So when you think about healthcare, people think about medicine and the medical model, and, you know, that's been around for hundreds and thousands of years, really. So it's really an awareness campaign. People are still trying to even figure out what it is, and that's what our profession needs to do a better job of, and continuing to do more of, really showing people what our principle is, how does it work, and why are there so many life-changing results, you know, that go on for both men and children, so that it's no longer a mystery, but it's really a scientific, philosophical, family-based strategy, you know, that people can use. So we're in the throes of having the legislation see the efficacy of chiropractic and bringing it further into the mainstream. I remember being on the Hill before Senator Kennedy passed, and what a wonderful advocate to chiropractic. And
yes,
I remember talking with him, and he had said, Dr. Mertz, you know, I am a huge fan of chiropractic. And I, you know, he went on to talk about some amazing breakthrough miracle stories that happened with his family, extended family. I mean, just went on and on regarding the results that they had. He said, you know, it's a shame, because when you look at the governmental employees and you look at the insurance that they have excellent insurance, and their insurance almost always includes chiropractic care. And he said, that's not a coincidence, you know, and he smiled. And, you know, I'm sure the inference was, really, hopefully at someday chiropractic will be available for everyone.
You know, it's interesting. We were both at a seminar a while back that Arnold Schwarzenegger had been a part of, and he's a huge chiropractic supporter, as is Democrat Senator Tom Harkin from Iowa. There's a lot of legislators and people in Senate and in government that really support chiropractic, and that has definitely helped our profession. I guess I'd love for our listeners to grasp from you how you feel chiropractic should be fully utilized, what people should really understand about our principle, so they could understand how it could help them with their family's health.
Well, I think maybe the best way to approach that is to look at maybe a metaphor, you know, because if we took a multivitamin, just as an example, and looked at how the public sees a multivitamin, you might ask somebody who just seems to be healthy, gosh, you know, you just look really healthy, you look really vibrant, and they say, well, thank you, and you might say, well, what do you do? And the person says, oh, I take a multivitamin. You know, they might even tell you the exact brand name, you know, of what they take, and the person might say, oh, that's amazing, you know, what's that good for? And the person taking the multivitamin isn't a doctor or a specialist or an expert. But what they would say, Jenny, is they'd say, oh, this is good for my whole body.
Right.
You know, and it's interesting that somewhere, somehow, they got the sense that if I take this pill and put it in my mouth and I swallow it, even though most of the research will tell us that most of that vitamin won't even be absorbed into our body, but my mind is such that I'm thinking that this is actually good for my whole body, when in fact, chiropractic has had almost exact opposite response, and that is an adjustment which releases the very life force that all healing in the human body is built and designed from, that innate force, that instead of thinking that this adjustment's good for my whole body and that there's enormous scientific validity for that, it would be that this adjustment's good for my headache or this adjustment's good for my back pain, or you know what I'm saying? It becomes very specific and limited to what somebody might think. I believe that the chiropractic adjustment is more like the multivitamin than anything and anyone could have ever imagined.
Well, that goes back to allopathic model, where the body is parts, it's the sum of its parts, and we treat the symptoms that are happening from the part. So that's why we have a heart doctor and a lung doctor, and you know, we have different, we see the body not as a whole, and then instead of working towards strengthening the body, we treat symptoms. And so that's really our public's mindset, which is where chiropractic education is so important to the public, to see that chiropractic is in a completely different paradigm. And, you know, that's one thing that you've dedicated your life to, is helping chiropractors learn and understand how to bring that message adequately to the public.
Yeah, and because before we started doing the show, I had no idea what chiropractic was about. I thought it was about getting your back adjusted if it was sore. You know?
And again, I would say most people think that.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, you know.
CJ, as you speak about awareness, it reminds me of back in 1991 when I broke my back. And, you know, I spent years recovering from that. And no one ever suggested that I go to a chiropractor. I didn't even know what chiropractic was. I didn't realize what it could do for my health.
There you go.
And it makes me wonder how many other millions of people just don't even know.
That's right. And that's why we do this podcast, because sometimes people will absolutely immediately embrace this paradigm once they know it's there.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to understand something and just say, you know what, that's not for me. But to not even have the opportunity to hear it is really sad. And I really appreciate all of the patients who listen to these radio shows and pass on the information, who come to all the workshops that we do. That's the grassroots effort, because it's not going to come from anywhere else, is
Absolutely,
it, Coach? I mean, if one thing you've learned, Dr. Mertz, is, you know, where is this revolution going to come from? You know, is it going to come from the top, or is it going to come from the grassroots?
Yes, yes. And I think that we're in this place right now, which to me is sort of living in a time where we're still in the flat earth paradigm, you know, that it wasn't that long ago, right? That our dads, you know, thought that the earth was flat, you know, and these were really, really, really smart people that thought that the earth was flat. And it wasn't just a few people, everyone did. And that's why boats didn't, you know, go out past too far, because they thought they'd fall off, you know. And we laugh at that now, don't we? It's like, that's just ridiculous that anyone would think that. And then even when, you know, it became obvious through the science of the time and looking at planetary constellations, and just it became very clear that we weren't flat, we're round, and then even when a few people understood it and knew it, it wasn't like the whole world just automatically agreed. It took generations, you know, for that to happen. And then you have to ask yourself, well, was the world flat and then it went round, or was it always round? And of course, today we're on this podcast and we're going, duh, it was always round. But see, we're back there again, because see, in healthcare, it's the flat world society. We have been led to believe that sickness comes from the outside, and so if it comes from the outside, well, then the solution comes from the outside, and that's where we've come up with such a medical atrocity of drugs and surgery from the outside, is because we keep believing that the problem comes from the outside. But when we now know this, it's a round world, that health comes from the inside. It always has come from the inside. The problem starts on the inside, and so then the solution must start on the inside. And we're in this amazing time of seeing this planet wake up to, you know, what the round world is all about in healthcare.
This is so right on. And one of the things that I've loved the most about the speaking that you've done, especially some of the international speaking I've heard you do lately, is the concept of power problem, power solution. So when we come back from break, we are going to hear some dynamic talk from Dr. CJ Mertz.
You're listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jennifer Kretzinger, wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. For more information about Dr. Jennifer or this podcast, check out spinalcorrectivecenter.com. If you would like to schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jennifer, call 603-673-5600 and mention this podcast to receive a special offer. That's 603-673-5600. To find a wellness chiropractor in your area, go to chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now, back to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it.
Back from break, and we are speaking with Dr. CJ Mertz, who is the founder of Full Potential Leadership, which is an amazing organization that helps serve chiropractors in their communities to better bring across the information of chiropractic philosophy, specifically innate intelligence. So we're going to talk about this word innate intelligence and how it relates to something called the power solution. So coach, I think this was maybe a year ago now that I was sitting in a seminar, who knows where it was, maybe San Antonio, and they all blend together because they're so fabulous. And you were speaking about how one thing that has happened in our society is people have physical problems. They perceive that they have a physical problem, and then they look for a physical solution. And you contrasted that with the concept that people actually don't have physical problems. They have a physical manifestation of symptoms that's coming from a power problem that needs a power solution. Can you talk to us about that?
Yes, I'd love to. And again, maybe drawing from something that people can immediately associate with is that people wouldn't call an electrician for a plumbing problem, and they wouldn't call a plumber for an electrical problem. You know, just
yes.
you wouldn't even have to say anymore, would you, about that, because it just seems so obvious. Yet what we've realized is that of all the suffering that is happening on planet Earth today, the illnesses, the diseases, the sicknesses, the dysfunction, you know, all the things that we know that are happening that are allowing people to become hospitalized, of course, the enormous amount of over-the-counter and prescription medication, it's just off the charts is what's going on. And there's no indication whatsoever that that's slowing down. It's just speeding up. It's a train, you know, that's just out of control on the tracks. And all of this is coming from this concept that if I truly believe that I have aches and pains, issues, challenges, sicknesses that are physical from its cause. You know, we're talking from a causative nature, that it's caused from a physical issue. Then if the doctor tells me that my chemicals are out of balance, mm-hmm. you know, that's not necessarily wrong at all. And I think chiropractors all agree that when patients come into their practice and they're having all kinds of issues, is their chemistry out of balance in their body? And the answer is almost always yes, the chemicals are out of balance in their body. But where medicine then would interface in that would say, well, this is a physical problem, chemistry, so we're going to put physical chemistry from the outside
right
into the body, which is the solution, you know, for a physical problem. And we've been so trained that it's now knee-jerk, isn't it? Just reflex that if I'm sick, it's got to be physical. I'm going to take the physical part and pretty much take it down to chemistry. And that's where that law of addition and subtraction that we talk about often in Full Potential comes from. The medical pump theory brings up something called the law of addition and subtraction. And what that means is that when we go to the physical problem paradigm, which is medical in orientation, then we're going to wind up adding chemistry to our body. And if it works, meaning that we feel better, well, then we feel like it's even further affirmation that I am actually healthy. But if it doesn't work, I'm going to get a stronger drug. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to get something that I will probably inject right. that probably has as much negative potential side effect and dangerous side effect and more dangerous than what I even came in to try to get help from. And then if all the addition of medication doesn't help me, then I subtract, which is surgically. I'm now going to subtract something. And so tragically, that's what we're stuck in. That's that flat world, flat earth concept that I've been talking about today is the law of addition and subtraction. And all of that's based on the physical problem paradigm. But when we step back from that for just a moment, it's amazing how simple, how quick someone who's listening to this could respond to a complete change in their belief system, is to say one question, and that is, well, what caused the chemistry to get imbalanced? Rather than just trying to flood chemistry into my body from the outside to try to balance it, what was it? And as soon as you realize the answer to that question, and the answer is that all the chemistry that's in our body, that not only created the chemistry, but keeps all of those chemistries balanced every second of our life, is innate intelligence. It's the power that flows over the nerve system, that there must have been some interruption, there was some block, there was some interference to that power. And as long as there's that, then there will be the opportunity for chemistry to get out of balance. And when chemistry gets out of balance, the body can become sick or it can break down. I think a great example of that, I think we've all had it before, if we're listening to the radio, we're listening to one of our favorite songs, and we happen to be driving out of Amherst, you know, to someplace else, and we're getting just a little bit out of the territory of that radio station. It starts to break up a little bit. Well, if we know the song, we kind of keep singing to it, you know,
right.
because we know the song.
Waiting for
right?
it to come back.
Waiting for it to come back, and usually we're on tune with it, you know. But if it's a song that we don't know, but we're liking what we're hearing, and the radio station starts to break up, well, we have no idea what's happening with that song. And that's exactly what's happening in the body. It's not a physical problem. It's a power problem. And so because of the fact that the root cause of nearly every type of infirmary that people are suffering from today is a power-based problem, we need to know more about that. And we need to know, if it's a power-based problem, Jenny, then what's the solution to a power-based problem?
So to break this down for our listeners, where chiropractic can be very misunderstood is that they think of a chiropractor as a bone doctor.
Right.
You know, they adjust, or they even, God forbid, they use the word crack my bones, which we don't allow in our office because crack is a drug and crack means break. We adjust
Correct.
And help
Correct.
Fix, right?
I've been yelled at a few
Amen.
Times.
Yes, you have. But we're perceived as bone doctors, which it's true that we use the spine as the conduit to help remove interference to the nerve system. And what people oftentimes don't remember, maybe they learned in school, was that the spine is the house for your nervous system. And when the spine's not healthy, it will affect the way the brain can communicate with the body. And when the spine is putting that choking type pressure, that irritative force on your nerve system, the body cannot function or heal. So when you get an adjustment, the intention actually is to get pressure off your nerves so your body can just work right. And the nerves are what carry the power. So the doctor doesn't heal. The doctor just removes interference so the power can heal. And we see it day in and day out with the families that we serve in our practice.
I was just thinking about a patient that came into our office, and she was really depressed. That's not why she came into our office, but she was really depressed, and she was on all of this medication for depression and then medication because it kept her awake to help her sleep. So it was a slippery slope. And when I was asking her about her trauma history, she had mentioned she had a car accident, and the car accident happened right before she went on those antidepressants. And she didn't see the correlation, and she started getting adjusted, and her power was turned on, and she didn't need that medicine anymore.
Isn't that amazing? And you know what's so important to clarify is chiropractic is in no way a treatment for depression.
Exactly.
However, when the power gets turned back on, it's kind of like taking that dim light bulb and you just slowly move it up. You let the body start to heal again. All sorts of things can start to go back into balance in the body. And that's really the true power behind the chiropractic adjustment. And that's why families will be under care for years and years as a wellness initiative and a tool, so they can actually heal, like Dr. Mertz was saying, from the inside out, not have to rely on something from the outside in.
That's right. You know, I think another great picture of that would be, like, people think, I was just mentioning an electrician a few minutes ago.
Right.
Nobody would think of an electrician as a circuit breaker technician. You know, they wouldn't think of that. And yet, you know, what a skilled electrician would know how to do is to look into the circuit breaker box to see if there is a circuit that's been tripped, because his intent or her intent as an electrician is to make sure the power's on inside this house so that the refrigerator works properly, right? That the lights go on and so forth and so on. That's what everybody sees an electrician should be able to do, is to bring power to all the rooms of the house. But they may spend the majority of their time carefully, skillfully making sure that the circuit breakers are on. Nobody would consider an electrician a circuit breaker person, you know?
Right.
And so I love your example of the chiropractor being a bone doctor. Well, you know, the only reason why a chiropractor would spend any time at all evaluating a vertebra, x-raying the spine, even adjusting a vertebra, the only reason to do that is for that power. And I'm just so glad that, you know, you've brought that back on this on this program today. I think that's just fabulous. And I would also say that when we think about this last example of, you know, depression and then somebody getting adjusted and somehow not needing that medication, you know, just not needing that, I think the thing that we've got to make sure that people leave this program hearing is, well, then what is it that causes the interference? What is it that interrupts this power in the first place? And this is to me, this is the craziest ultimate paradox, life paradox that I know of, and that is life requires this power that we've been talking about. Life does not exist without the power that flows through our nerve system, period. And yet, life is what interrupts the power. Just daily stress, just walking, talking, the foods that we eat that might have some toxicity in them, some thoughts that maybe make us worry or get us anxious at times. You know, all of these things, not just the car accident. You know, those are the obvious things, the sports injury, that's obvious. Life itself creates enough force to interrupt the power that life requires. And that's why I know, because I've been inside of your practice and what an amazing practice it is, that wellness and your definition of wellness, which I agree with, by the way, 100%, starts with making sure the power's on. And if the power's on for a child or an adult, their potential to be fully well and to have radiant vitality is possible in their life. Without that, though, without that power, the chance of them being healthy and radiant is very low. And so you're using the right intent in your practice, and I commend you for that.
Thank you very much. And the way I'd like to end this call, because we have listeners from all over the world, Dr. Mertz, could you help our listeners know what they should look for in a chiropractor? When they're ready to hire a chiropractor to help their family's health,
yes.
What should they look for? What should they ask?
Someone that looks like you, Jenny, I think. That's
This is a radio show.
Oh, that's right.
It's a radio show. Nobody knows what I look like.
I can send out
everyone
pictures.
Everyone on the radio, go to Dr. Kretzinger's website, take a look at her picture, and say, I want that chiropractor.
Aww,
what they should do.
But, you guys are cute.
And truthfully, to answer that question, it would be, if the chiropractor doesn't take x-rays, I'd say just drive past that practice, because we need to actually know. To see is to know, not to see is to guess. We need to have a chiropractor who is a specialist in locating and evaluating vertebral subluxation. If this is a person that doesn't do that, then keep looking. You want to find a chiropractor that actually takes care of and would evaluate the whole family, and that actually has family plans that are available for your family. And if they don't have that, I would be at least suspect of that. And I'd certainly want to make sure that I was with a chiropractor who adjusts the spine, and a chiropractor who doesn't do chiropractic adjustments may be doing a lot of other things that I wouldn't say are harmful. In fact, I might even say they may be useful, but if they're not adjusting, well, then they're not using the number one successful tool and strategy and technique for creating optimal health and well-being.
Well, you were right on, and I tell you, it's such an honor after all these years of you helping us reach so many people in our community to be able to interview you and share your knowledge with our listeners. So I really thank you, not just for today, but for how much you've impacted my life and how much you mean to me and what you have done for this profession. It's just mind-blowing, your dedication and perseverance to forwarding the message that we want to get to the people. So thank you for all that you do, Dr. Mertz.
Thank you so much, and hopefully I'll be back again. It was a lot of fun, and I wish you all the very best. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless.
And if you do want to see what Dr. Jenny looks like, you can or schedule a spinal exam, you can go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com.
Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to some raw talk about full potential living for the health of it. For more information, go to spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call Dr. Jennifer at 603-673-5600. That's spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 603-673-5600.